Yeah, why not? Let's talk about Witchmore a little bit. We're going to do this rough and tumble. I don't really have any notes prepared, no script, nothing. Let's just let's discuss the project.
You're listening to Make the Game with Matt Hackett.
So, Witchmore is trying to check a lot of boxes for me. I kind of want it to be probably too many things. I'm probably stretching the project a little thin. I want it to scratch my itch. I want it to be a really big game. I want it to be pretty marketable. I want it to kind of have a unique hook. I want it to be in a genre that is sort of current and popular. I want the numbers to add up, which is going to be hard for me because I've already spent months on it and it's probably way over budget already. I think something I want to talk about right off the bat is I've been learning about marketing my game more, especially like game design is practically the same thing as marketing, and it takes a while for that to sink in, you know, but it's really true. There's a relatively new term I learned about to me, which is an anchor. So I read about this on howtomarketagame.com. I'll put a link in the show notes and all that, of course. But an anchor is basically the game that you reference when you talk to people about your game. I think that's one way of looking at it. And so like I was using for Witchmore, I was using Animal Crossing as my anchor game. I would say, okay, so it starts with Animal Crossing as a base and it goes from there. The problem with that is the vision I have for Witchmore isn't really close to Animal Crossing at all. And Animal Crossing being an anchor game, maybe anchor actually means the features that people expect from the anchor game. But like, if I say Animal Crossing to someone, it means different things to them than it does to me. So the parts of Animal Crossing that I'm gonna have in my game is the sort of open world, sort of sandbox, the ability to like plant trees and carve your space into the world, customize your house, customize your character. But there's lots of other parts of Animal Crossing I don't plan on having, like characters with lots of personality, lots and lots of different designs on characters, pages and pages of dialogue, new events every year, seasonal events, hundreds and hundreds of presents and fruits and shells and sticks and stuff you can put in your house. Some of those things I will have and others I won't. But basically what that means for me is that Animal Crossing is kind of a poor anchor game because the players that hear Animal Crossing are probably going to be expecting things that I'm not delivering. So I need to find a different game to describe the sandboxy parts of Witchmore, which are really the parts that are at the core of the game. Is I really want it to be a game where you can walk around, and if there's a little town there, and you've got your little house, and there's just this living, breathing world you can play around in. Something else I want Witchmore to be is a place to house all of my random ideas that come up, which is sort of a big ask. I'm asking it to be very versatile and extensible and bendable. So let me explain what that means to me, is I will get randomly the itch to make a new game. I think it happens to a lot of us, happens to me really bad. And, you know, starting a new game is a lot of work, especially the way I like to do it is I usually start with either a clean slate or something kind of bare bones. It's pretty rare I will just take like a finished game I've got and just put a new skin on it or something. So any new game idea I get is a lot more work starting the new game than it would be to say bake those features into Witchmore. So that's sort of what I'm trying to do is say I get the urge to make like a puzzle blocks game, like a Tetris type something like that, right? I'm trying to make Witchmore fertile enough ground to where I could scratch my blocks puzzle itch inside of Witchmore. Because Witchmore is something that already exists. It's a super simple sandbox, and so it would be receptible to something like some blocks gameplay. It would fit right in there. And it would also make Witchmore bigger and cooler, is the thinking, is look at this cool game that has all these mini games and stuff in it over time. But again, that's a big ask. It would be easier for me to make a simple game that was just one thing, instead of it being this kind of big thing that's designed to have a ton of different mini games baked into it. So before I got mildly obsessed with Bullet Hell Arena games and made that Vampire Survivors video, my plan, like written down, prepared, ready to go, for Witchmoor was to start creating grottos. And so you've got this sandbox overworld in Witchmoor, and then grottos are like these little dungeons that are kind of peppered around. And you'll find like a hidden entrance and you expose the entrance or get a key and unlock the door or something. And so you can go into that grotto. And the grotto would be basically like a game of Witchy or Spelunky, right? Witchmoor is an overhead game. You can get a weapon, you can run around in the world. And so I was gonna make a little roguelike dungeon, which I've done it many times before, totally doable. That's one of the reasons I wanted to do it. I love roguelike games. It sounds like fun to me, but it is a lot of work. You gotta make the dungeon generator, which I've done like in Witchy, in a Wizard's Lizard, but you know, it's non-trivial. A lot of bugs pop up. You gotta make sure there's a path to get through the level. You gotta make a bunch of content. You gotta make crates and chests and monsters that have interesting behaviors that understand how to move around the dungeons and get past tiles and maybe even open doors and stuff. So it's a big ask, and I was prepared to do that. But it's also kind of hard to market a game like that right now. There's so many roguelikes like that, dungeon exploration and whatnot. So the Bullet Hell Arena games, they're reminding me of, you know, my history with like Onslaught Arena and a Wizard's Lizard. And the bar just feels lower. I know it's sort of an illusion because those Bullet Hell Arena games have a lot of work that you don't necessarily see in every screenshot, but there's a lot of balance, there's a lot of content, there's a lot of things that matter to get right. But just not having to have this big old dungeon to generate and not having to have monsters with, you know, complicated behavior that know how to get around obstacles and stuff, that removes a lot of work from the plate. So I find that Arena Bullet Hell gameplay really attractive for those reasons. So those pieces being on my table, what makes the most sense to me is to arrange them in such a way where I can take the roguelike dungeons off of my plate and I can replace that with the Arena Bullet Hell gameplay you'd get in a game like Magic Survival or Vampire Survivors or Brotato, 10 minutes, 20 minutes till dawn. It's a bunch of great games that have that sort of gameplay. And so that's the direction I'm leaning. But I also don't want to borrow too heavily. Like, I'm the kind of developer who gets really inspired when I play a game, but I have no real interest in just copying it directly, you know? Like, I don't want to actually know what the specific numbers are behind the scenes. I don't want to clone something too close. I kind of want to take the spirit, which to me is like, you know, really big power-ups that overlap and just zombie hordes, basically. It's hordes of monsters that walk towards you. And then just how do you make that interesting? How, like, filter that through my own taste and my own ability and come up with a game that way instead of, you know, hey, this is my take on Vampire Survivors and, you know, it looks, feels, smells like Vampire Survivors. Like, that doesn't interest me as much. And I guess I could touch too on the, you know, I was pitching an idea a few episodes ago about maybe I will make a game that's just Survivors, right? Like an Arena Bullet Hell game. Which Survivors or something like that, where it really is just that gameplay where you're always in an arena or you're in some menu upgrading and whatnot. I think there's a lot of reasons to like that project, and I think it's smart in a lot of ways. But I also don't think it jives terribly well with Witchmoor itself, because I think the vision I have, if when I simulate the year in my mind, I would start working on the Survivors game in earnest in January or something, I think that would be most of my year. I mean, realistically, maybe I could launch it in early access within a few months. Maybe even it's done in a few months? I don't know. You know how game dev is. It's always two or three times longer than you think it'll take. But I don't think I would get back to Witchmoor until mid-year, realistically, June or something. Plus, I wouldn't want to burn myself out. But the idea of integrating the Arena Bullet Hell gameplay into Witchmoor doesn't really make those compromises. In fact, it boosts Witchmoor development. I think I will be able to get it onto Steam maybe first quarter of next year or something. So the question that brings up to me is, if Animal Crossing is not the anchor game, then what is? Should I make the anchor game basically, you know, one of the Bullet Hell Arena type games where, you know, hey, it's for fans of, you know, Vampire Survivors likes. But the twist is it has all this cool sandbox stuff and you get your own house and you have this metagame you can kind of, you know, go back and forth between, right? You go and you play your really fun Bullet Hell Arena, you get some power-ups, you take that into the sandbox area, you know, you could now you get some power-up from the arena you can take into the forest and open a door, or you win something that lets you buy some cool new item for your house. That's kind of what I'm picturing. Because that sounds pretty cool. It does sound like taking the idea of a Bullet Hell Arena and doing more with it. It's sort of a twist, but it's also kind of a mashup where it's, you know, take the simple bits from Animal Crossing and then merge them to kind of create this, you know, two loop situation. One loop is you go and you're playing the Bullet Hell Arena. The other loop is you come back into the sandbox and you craft stuff and you unlock stuff and you get better weapons and you bring that into the arena and you just kind of go back and forth. That sounds pretty cool to me. And I think that'll help me market the game too, because as I get closer to actually having a Steam page and stuff, you gotta start writing sentences and you gotta have several sentences for the description. You gotta have a big old chunk of text for the game summary and whatnot. And you really, like, you need to make it sound exciting, but you also need to make it sound really simple and understandable. And you need to know, on Steam, the reality is you have to know what kind of audience you're going for. And, you know, talking about Animal Crossing the most a while ago is just the wrong strategy. It was never going to deliver on that stuff, the dialogue alone. And I don't want it to live in this murky, you know, kind of a game for no one space where it's like, it's not really for people who like sandbox games and it's not really for people who like Bullet Hell Arena games, because it kind of juggles you between them. So I think it's a hard line that I plan on walking here. But there is something that tells me it's a good mashup. I should go do some research. I know you can do that on like VG Insights, as you can find if there's genre overlap. I think that's like, that's kind of the next level for me. I need to actually do that. Maybe I will, and I'll report back. I think to me as a player, right? And that's something I try to, it's such a hard balance, right? Because you want your game to be marketable. You want it to be something you could actually sell to other people, but your good starting point is with your own, like, what do I like? What do I want to play? And that's such a hard balance because, you know, a lot of times that Venn diagram is just such little overlap where it's like, well, this is a tiny little marketing slice that I actually enjoy. But my gut tells me that a game where you're playing Arena Bullet Hell gameplay and it's all intense and you're dodging a lot and getting tons of power-ups and just stuff flying all over the screen, and then you balance that with like a dip. Things are calmer now. You're in your witch house, you pet your cat, you brew a potion, you get a basket of apples, I don't know. And, you know, paint a wall, buy a painting at a shop, hang it on your wall. And then when you're ready, go boom, go right back to the gameplay, and, you know, you're having a great time again. I think that's a good mix. I could see that. I kind of want to play that. But that's the next step, I think, is I've already got the sandbox, I've got the crafting, I've got the village, I've got villagers, I've got sacrifices and incantations and curses and all that cool stuff. And I've got grotto entry points. So in the overworld, you can go into these grottos, and none of them are complete is the problem. So I need to probably boil it down to the one grotto where you go and you play your Bullet Hell Arena game, and then you come back out into the sandbox, and there you go, and rinse and repeat. So that's next step for Witchmore, is I gotta tie those pieces together. As always, I value your thoughts. Feel free to tell me what you're thinking. And I think pretty soon I'll have the Steam page up and then also a playable demo. So if you're interested in that, join the Discord, and I'll see you there.